So, welcome to this talk on Scuttlebutt. This is going to be a quick introduction, and here we will be presenting and giving a glimpse of the Scuttleverse and what's happening right now. To start off, as I assume some of you may not be very familiar with Scuttlebutt, we'll go through some of the frequently asked questions. So, what's Scuttlebutt? Well, originally, Scuttlebutt, the term, is a slang used by sailors when they would stand around water coolers or water tanks to talk. So, in practicality, Scuttlebutt is an offline first gossip protocol. It replicates data over the social graph, and it's private at the same time as it's communal. I'm not going to dive deeper into the technicalities, and for that, you're very welcome to listen to some of the other talks that will also be here on FOSDEM. Scuttlebutt was originally created by Dominic, and Dominic lives on a sailboat and is currently renovating a catamaran in New Zealand. And Dominic created Scuttlebutt in order to be able to communicate with his friends when he did not have access to internet. In New Zealand, there's also other projects, and this is when we start the sneak peek into the world of the Scuttleverse. So, one of the main projects stemming from New Zealand right now is Ahau, and Ahau is by Maori for Maori and was initiated by Maui. Ahau is for Wahanau. I'm sorry if I can't pronounce that correctly, but families data platform. And it helps tribal communities come together around the information for their tribes, preserve and share in a way that's not centralized and still secure. Ahau is also been collaborated on by some people in Brazil, specifically Luandro. And Luandro himself works a lot with a lot of the indigenous communities in the visualization of the indigenous communities in what is a lot of the rainforest in Brazil, which ties into the importance of preserving their lands. One of the projects that Luandro has been working on is Mohino Mesh. And Mohino Mesh is a mesh network initiative utilizing Scuttlebutt, but also LibreRouter and LoRa to build for the Crajos tribe and helping them develop their capacities for data sovereignty. To move a little bit across the globe to see some other stuff that's happening, in the US, we have an application similar to Ahau, but this is a desktop social application. And the probably most maintained desktop application right now, but pretty recently developed. This was developed by Christian Bundy, or initiated by Christian Bundy, and it runs completely without JavaScript and in the browser. In Europe, we have a lot of other projects as well. In Europe, we have TrustNet, which is currently in a theoretical form and is soon being implemented by another project. But it's a form of trust-based distributed and communal moderation. And it functions similarly to liquid democracy. I'm not going to dive deeper into it, but highly, highly, highly recommend reading through the articles about that. Another project we have in Europe is the NGI Pointer funded Scuttlebutt project, working on developing the back end for Scuttlebutt. So currently, Scuttlebutt is undergoing quite a transformation to its underlying architecture to make it more scalable, to increase the usability, to highly increase the onboarding capacities, and to make it even more low-tech compatible. More on that in another talk as well. So Scuttlebutt consists of a team of cryptics, Andre Staltz, Andesh and me, we are developing the backend, as mentioned. And some things that will be included is partial replication, new indexing, and private groups. Another European project is the Scuttlebutt Collective, which encompasses a lot of the people who are quite engaged with Scuttlebutt in Europe. To jump straight in, the Scuttle Shell browser also seems to be located in Europe, and this is developed by Farewell Utopia. And this is quite a fascinating new development, focusing on the allowing for interoperability. So you could have a website and implement Scuttle Shell browser, which would enable it to use some of SSB or Scuttlebutt on a website, for example, commenting. Farewell Utopia also made Patch Boot, which is an emerging standard, cool face, for distributing Scuttlebutt clients over Scuttlebutt. So this is a 2.0 of the basic of distributing the client over itself, but and it works by be allowing users to find features in their network. So to turn this all the way around and wrap up this really quick run through of what is happening in Scuttleverse right now, we'll go back to New Zealand to a post that Utunga wrote actually just 3 days ago. So Utunga has now launched a new project introducing peer-to-peer credit network, Cashless it's called. And Cashless is a value flow systems for peer-to-peer credit. Also super exciting. If you're curious, I would like to invite you right now to join the Q&A room and meet me there for some hands-on guidance for how to join Scuttlebutt. See you soon.